self-esteem needs, substance use and your body, making healthy choices for your mind and body. Author biographies: Christina Holmes, MAT, Certified Prevention Specialist, is the Regional School Health Coordinator for Clinton, Eaton, and Anum Counties. She works in the Prevention Program Services Department at the Eaton Regional Education Service Agency, serving schools and families by implementing several grant programs. Christina taught middle school and high school for 8 years before moving to Eaton Regional Education Service Agency. She believes in the power of education and has a passion for ensuring young people have the knowledge and skills to lead a healthy life. What's Christina's favorite physical activity? Her family loves walking and hiking with their Bernese mountain dog, Charlotte, especially at the ledges in their hometown, Grand Ledge. Kelly Johnson Sager, MAE, Certified Prevention Specialist, is the Regional School Health Coordinator for the 7 counties of the Central Upper Peninsula. She works as a health education consultant for the Marquette-Elger Regional Education Service Agency and coordinates grant programs on prevention, social-emotional learning, and mental health. Kelly has been with this organization for 10 years and is passionate about working with students and adults to promote overall health and well-being. What's Kelly's favorite physical activity? Her family is a basketball family. They also love to hike and snowshoe. Prevention superheroes. Did you know that you are a prevention superhero for your child? You can be the strongest protector against risky behaviors for the children you love. You can choose to live a healthy lifestyle and establish expectations that they do the same. Making healthy choices is not always easy. Adults and children can both face difficult decisions multiple times a day that might affect their health. These choices may be as simple as choosing to eat an apple instead of potato chips for your evening snack, or deciding to go for a walk with your family or friends instead of using social media. Sometimes healthy choices are more complicated, such as choosing not to misuse substances. There are factors in every person's life that can put them at higher risk of substance use. There are also factors that can protect them from making risky decisions to use substances. Regular physical activity is a protective factor against substance misuse and abuse. The protection from routine physical activity becomes even greater when we do it with the people we love. Substance use heavily influences our ability to exercise and play sports. Let's go through some examples of how substances affect our ability to be physically active. Alcohol affects our ability to be physically active through decreased strength, cramping, pain, dehydration, poor balance, slower reaction time, and lower endurance. Read about the impact of alcohol on athletic performance by clicking on the link in the module. This information comes from the California State University Prevention Department. Marijuana affects our ability to be physically active through poor reaction time, reduced coordination, poor concentration, and increased fatigue. Check out the article from ESPN linked in the module that describes the potential dangers of marijuana. Vaping affects our ability to be physically active through increased blood pressure and heart rate, decreased lung capacity, increased risk of lung infections, possible physical injuries from burns and explosions, and altered mental capacity. Read more about the effects of vaping on athletes in sports medicine reports linked in the module. For help answering your child's questions about substance use, please see the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Talk They Hear You guide linked in the module. Additionally, although it may feel like everyone is doing it, it is important to remind young people that most teens don't use alcohol and drugs. 3 in 4 high school students in Michigan reported that they are not currently drinking alcohol. 4 in 5 high school students in Michigan reported that they are not currently using electronic vapor products. And 4 in 5 high school students in Michigan reported that they are not currently using marijuana. Regardless, Substance use on the rise in Michigan includes vaping products. 1 in 5 high school students report that they currently use electronic vapor products, and nearly half of Michigan's high school students report that they have tried an electronic vapor product. This data is from the 2019 Michigan Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. Research also shows that for middle and high school students, more exercise is associated with less substance use. Risk and protective factors. We all have things that can put us at greater or less risk of behavioral and health issues. These factors can be biological, psychological, or environmental. The good news is that it's possible to minimize many of the aspects that can contribute to youth substance use or mental health challenges by reducing risk factors and emphasizing protective factors. You can learn more about risk and protective factors by following the link in the module. Let's go through some risk and protective factors for preventing substance misuse. Risk factors include the following: aggressive behavior in childhood, lack of parental supervision, poor social skills, community poverty, drug experimentation, and availability of drugs at school. Protective factors include the following: good self-control, parental monitoring and support, positive relationships, neighborhood resources, good grades, and school anti-drug policies. Risk and protective factors play core roles in health outcomes. One of the most important protective factors your child has is you, an adult who they can trust and depend on. As a trusted adult, you play a key part in setting behavioral expectations for your child. These expectations can include avoiding substance use and developing a lifelong appreciation for taking care of one's body and mind by participating in physical activities. School sports and clubs can help delay or prevent substance use. The longer a person can delay first use, the more developed the brain will be and the less likely they are to become addicted. Weight 21 teaches youth how to follow a healthy lifestyle and avoid behaviors that can lead to addiction. Participating in sports is a protective factor that can keep youth from engaging in substance use. It can grant children a sense of purpose and belonging. It can also promote resiliency among kids who have had adverse childhood experiences. As an involved adult, you're a protective factor against substance use in your child's life. The next 3 sections of this module give you and your family tips for making healthy choices for your mind and body that include moving together, thinking together, and being together. Move. Choosing to be physically active with friends and family will benefit your mind, your body, and your relationships. Studies have consistently shown that virtually any form of exercise, from aerobics to yoga, can act as a stress reliever. Exercise increases the production of feel-good chemicals in the body, like endorphins and dopamine. Regular physical activity is also a healthy coping strategy for managing anxiety and depression. Physical activity can release chemicals in the body that boost your mood. The positive feelings that come from exercising can cause a natural high. Mental health experts say that when people accomplish something physical, such as increasing the number of sit-ups they can do, they believe they will be able to accomplish other goals and have better control over what happens in life. This gives them a higher expectation of success and a better mental outlook. Exercise can also produce a reduction in anxiety and tension that lasts for a couple hours. You can use the activity toolkit linked in the module to get moving while learning about making good choices and avoiding substance use. Think. Adolescent brain development. Although the brain has reached 90 to 95% of its size by the time a person is 6 years old, a great deal of brain development and remodeling occurs as children grow. The brain actually doesn't develop completely until the mid-20s. The prefrontal cortex is the decision-making part of the brain. It's also the last part of the brain to develop. Adolescents' decisions can be driven by emotions and impulses because the adolescent brain relies on the amygdala. You can read more by following the link in the module. Basically, the adolescent brain is not yet fully developed. Poor health decisions can affect brain growth. Substances influence the adolescent brain differently than the adult brain, and using substances can harm brain development. Take marijuana as an example. The receptors in the adolescent brain are still growing, and using marijuana affects this growth. It can hurt cognitive and emotional development. In fact, one study found that teens who regularly use marijuana lose an average of 5.8 IQ points by the time they reach adulthood. Many healthy behaviors, such as sleep, family discussions, and regular physical activity, support adolescent brain development. Watch the video linked in the module to discover more. Positive routines, like exercising together, help youth as they make decisions to keep their mind and body healthy. Fun fact, practicing mindfulness adds gray matter to the prefrontal cortex. This means that being mindful assists in adolescent brain development. This practice can be as simple as teaching your kids to take 2 deep breaths before reacting to a tough situation. You could also use activities like yoga to help them learn to be present. Substances and the brain. According to the Cleveland Clinic, dopamine is known as the feel-good hormone. It gives you a sense of pleasure. It also gives you the motivation to do something when you're feeling pleasure. Dopamine is part of the body's reward system. Our bodies release dopamine when we exercise. Using alcohol, tobacco, or drugs also releases dopamine. For instance, using marijuana or nicotine releases large amounts, more than our bodies normally make on our best days. The body gets used to this huge release of dopamine from the drug and eventually stops making its own. When a person uses drugs regularly, their body starts to crave these substances. Drugs become part of a daily routine. The person's body depends on the drugs to produce dopamine. Physical activity is known to help with substance misuse prevention, reduction, and recovery. Studies have shown that intense physical activity can be an effective treatment for substance use disorder. Physical activity helps us create our own dopamine. What are the happy chemicals? These include dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Dopamine enables motivation, learning, and pleasure. It gives you determination to accomplish goals, desires, and needs. Oxytocin gives feeling of trust and motivates you to build and sustain relationships. It's known as the cuddle or love hormone and plays a role in bonding. Serotonin gives the feeling of significance or importance among peers, and a calm form of accepting yourself with the people around you. Endorphins release a brief euphoria to mask physical pain and are a response to pain and stress. Deficiencies in these happy chemicals can affect you. A deficiency in dopamine can lead to procrastination, low self-esteem, a lack of motivation, low energy or fatigue, inability to focus, feeling anxious, feeling hopeless, and mood swings. Dopamine can be increased by meditating, a daily to-do list, long-term goals, food rich in L-tyrosine, exercising regularly, and creating something, such as writing, music, or art. A deficiency in oxytocin can lead to feeling lonely, stressed, a lack of motivation, low energy or fatigue, disconnected relationships, feeling anxious, or insomnia. It can be increased through physical touch, socializing, massage, acupuncture, listening to music, exercising, cold shower, or meditating. A deficiency in serotonin can lead to low self-esteem, being overly sensitive, anxiety or panic attacks, mood swings, feeling hopeless, social phobia, obsession or compulsion, or insomnia. It can be increased through exercise, cold shower, sunlight, or a massage. A deficiency in endorphins can lead to anxiety, depression, mood swings, aches or pains, insomnia, or impulsive behavior. It can be increased through laughter or crying, creating music or art, eating dark chocolate, eating spicy foods, exercising or stretching, a massage, or meditating. This information on happy chemicals was adapted from Mind My Peelings. Thinking together about how substances affect the body can help prepare youth to make healthy decisions for their physical and mental well-being in the future. Children and adolescents want to know what their parents think about alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. Educate yourself on substances and how they affect the body. You can learn about drug trends at trusted websites like GetSmartAboutDrugs.gov or Prevention Network, both linked in the module. Visit TalkSooner.org to get talking tips designed for all age groups from early childhood to young adulthood. Having conversations about long and short-term goals can help children think about things they want that might be more difficult to obtain if they use substances. Help your child consider how they can work towards these goals while refusing tobacco, drugs, and alcohol if someone offers any to them. Practice these refusal skills with your child. Here are some examples of refusal skill strategies and how to use them. One strategy is suggesting another activity. For example, if someone said, "Hey, want to go to Jamie's house tomorrow night? His parents are going out of town and I heard someone's brother is buying beer for the group." You could say, "Let's go to the Y to play basketball instead of going to Jamie's party." Another strategy is giving a reason. For example, if someone said, "Get over here. You have to try these pot tart edibles we swiped from my dad. They are so crazy good, but eat them slowly. They are strong." You could say, "I don't want any, thanks. I have a game tomorrow and want to feel my best." Another strategy is stating your feelings and opinion. For example, if someone said, "You want a hit of this? It's Juul's Mango Pod. So good. My favorite vape flavor ever." You could say, "I don't want to vape because I don't want to put chemicals in my body and I don't like the way it makes my head feel fuzzy." Finally, you can simply say a direct no. For example, if someone said, "Here, have one of my mom's pills. They will help your headache go away so fast." You could say, "No, that's not for me." Work together to think of other ways you could refuse in these situations. Practicing refusal skills together will give your child opportunities to think through ways to say no. This activity will come in handy if they find themselves in a situation where someone is offering them drugs or alcohol. Practice can also enhance your child's mental and emotional health. B. Just spending time together can influence children's choices. Adult caregivers are role models for children. You should know that your views on drugs and alcohol will affect how your kids feel about these substances. The same holds true for the emphasis you place on being active and leading a healthy lifestyle. Try to talk about your expectations around drugs, alcohol, and being safe apart while you're being active together. You can bring up these topics as you go for a hike in the woods or play at a park. Usually, kids are more likely to share when they're distracted by other activities and do not have to make eye contact. Just remember to be calm, keep the conversation age appropriate, and share how drugs can damage youth's developing brains and bodies. Watch the brief video linked in the module with your child to help them understand how people become addicted. The video is called Weight 21, Understanding Addiction as a Disease. Have conversations early with your child about substances and your family expectations. Consider taking advantage of everyday door openers that you or your child may notice to start conversations. For example, a billboard for a cannabis shop, special displays for beer at the grocery store before a big game, someone smoking cigarettes in a movie, underage characters in a movie choosing not to use substances at a party. characters on a TV show using substances and choosing not to drive, and an athlete talking about the healthy routines they use to prepare for competition. This information on door openers was from weight21.org. Staying involved in your child's life is one way to keep them safe from the dangers of substance use. Encourage your kids to take part in hobbies, sports, and clubs that interest them. These activities offer chances for positive interaction and better self-esteem. Know who your child's friends are and where they spend their time. Kids who have friends who use drugs are more likely to try drugs themselves. Celebrate Red Ribbon Week. It's the largest drug use prevention campaign in the United States. As a family, you can help organize events such as a 5K race or other activities through your child's school. There is a list of natural high activities linked in the module to get this conversation started with your child. Social development strategy, building skills to avoid substance misuse. The social development strategy is a framework to promote positive youth development. It organizes protective factors into a simple strategy for action. The model works by first giving a child the knowledge and skills they need to be successful, then providing the child opportunities to practice those skills, and finally recognizing and praising the child's effort and improvement when using them. This process can strengthen the bond between you and your child. It also reinforces desired healthy behaviors, including avoiding substance use. You can integrate physical activity when using the social development strategy with your child. To begin, choose a physical activity that you would like to do or learn together. It could be something like swimming, biking, push-ups, paddleboarding, dancing, or joining a sports team. Work on teaching your child those skills. If you can't participate, then be their biggest cheerleader as they learn from someone else. Whatever the physical activity is, your child will need plenty of opportunities to participate in it. Set aside time for them to practice, or better yet, join them when they do. Help your child set achievable goals related to their chosen activity. Be sure to provide lots of encouragement as they work towards their goals. Young people who do a sport or physical activity are less likely to use drugs. A study showed that participation in sports reduced the risk of overall illicit drug use, but particularly during high school. Advocating for physical activity and a healthy lifestyle makes you a protective factor for your child. You are one of the strongest shields against risky behaviors for the kids you love. There are resources for learning more about substances and substance misuse linked in the module, including join your local county coalition to prevent substance misuse, drugs, what parents need to know from kids' health, Chippewa Valley Coalition for Youth and Families, learn how to safely dispose of prescription medications, My Life, My Quit, Parents Against Vaping E-Cigarettes, and Talk Sooner. Now it's time to practice the skills that you've learned in this module. To get started, take the 20-Day Impact Substance Use and Your Body Activity Challenge.